Our story today is called They Wouldn't Give Up by Nafal Stanton. Johnny Fulton was run over by a car at the age of 3. He suffered crushed hips, broken ribs, a fractured skull, and compound fractures in his legs. It did not look as if he'd live, but he'd not give up. In fact, he later ran the half mile in less than 2 minutes. Walt Davis was totally paralyzed by polio when he was 9, but he did not give up. He became the Olympic high jump champion in 1952. Shelley Mann was paralyzed by polio when she was 5, but she would not give up. She eventually claimed 8 different swimming records for the U.S. and won a gold in the 1956 Olympics. In 1938, Karoly Tashish, a member of Hungary's world champion pistol shooting team and a sergeant in the army, lost his right hand when a grenade he was holding exploded. But Tashish did not give up. He learned to shoot left-handed and won gold medals in the 1948 and 52 Olympics. Lou Gehrig was such a clumsy ball player, the boys in his neighborhood would not let him play on their team. But he was committed. He did not give up. Eventually, his name was enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame. Woodrow Wilson could not read until he was 10 years old. But he was a committed person. He became the 28th president of the United States. At the age of 7, he had to go to work to help support his family. At 9, his mother died. At 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. At 23, he went into debt and became a partner in a small store. At 26, his partner died, leaving him a huge debt. By the age of 35, he'd been defeated twice when running for a seat in Congress. At the age of 37, he won the election. At 39, he lost his re-election bid. At 41, his 4-year-old son died. At 42, he was rejected for a land officer role. At 45, he ran for the Senate and lost. At 47, he was defeated for the nomination for vice president. At 49, he ran for the Senate again and lost again. At the age of 51, he was elected president of the United States. During his second term in office, he was assassinated. But his name lives on among the greats in U.S. history, Abraham Lincoln. Hebrews 12:1 reminds us, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.